Yeah, I think it goes back to what we always teach people about how important the truth is to the work that we do, how important our credibility with the public is to the work that we do, and that we don't have the luxury of making those little errors and mistakes every time we do. I mean, and sometimes it's even simple things like misspelling people's names, and everybody might not know the name was misspelled, or you got the name wrong, or you got some facts wrong. But every time we get something wrong, it diminishes our credibility with an individual, with an organization, sometimes with the larger public. And then when people see us deliberately misleading them, we lose their trust. And that is something that I think we as journalists cannot afford to have happen. We already know how often people, you know, subscribe motives to us, that people often question our credibility. I mean, we don't have as great a reputation with the reading and viewing public as I would like for journalists to have. I mean, you know, people already think the worst of us sometimes, and when things like this happen, it just adds to that sentiment that's already out there about how the media can't be trusted, the media is not credible, you can't believe what you read in the paper, you can't believe what you see on TV. Things like this add to that, and that's what I think is even more unfortunate than whatever this may mean for, you know, Brian's career for NBC.